Alcatraz is just one of many Bay Area national parks officially closing today. Others include Muir Woods and even Ocean Beach in San Francisco. Closure means no one is allowed to enter these parks, but many people aren't even aware that these areas are run by the National Park Service, especially if they're from out of town. KALW's Casey Miner has more.
For a lot of people I spoke with today, the cancellations were just an inconvenience. Sure, they'd come from far away or were leaving soon, but it was a beautiful day and they said they'd find something else to do. But this wasn't true for Linda Plord.
Well, we've come from Maine and Connecticut. We're on a week's vacation, and we're never coming back.
You're never coming back?
How do you? Well, my brother-in-law has brain cancer. This was his trip to come out here. This was his wish to come out here. Part of it was to go to Alcatraz. I don't know if he'll be here next year, so that's why we're pissed.
Plord was mostly angry with the federal government, not the cruise line. Other visitors also blamed the shutdown. Denise Rasmussen was speaking on behalf of Alcatraz Cruises today.
We did prepare for what we needed to do to get information out to 5,000 people who are that's the number of tickets that were booked for today.
Thank you, Melvin.
Messaging was the issue of the day, especially at the National Park Service headquarters in Fort Mason. If you want to know what a government shutdown sounds like, think of the sound of a printer producing paper signs, scotch tape attaching those signs to doors and ticket windows, and finally, doors closing.
So this is me. I told you it's a mess.
National Park Service spokeswoman Alexandra Picavet is spending today fielding media calls and shutting down her office. NPS employees had just 4 hours today to do whatever they had to make sure no work takes place during the closure.
They absolutely are only here to shut down.
The Park Service is keeping on a skeleton crew. That will include Picavet for media, as well as security patrols around the closed parks to make sure no one's using them. We talked for a bit outside the park's main headquarters, and Picavet says just covering all the terrain can be a challenge, especially at big sites like Ocean Beach.
You know, we're still assessing, what do you do when you have 17 entrances to one beach? Do you sign each one, or do you put it in one central area? So that's the stuff that we have to think through now versus later we'll just go to where we've put signs and take it all down.
Picavet says she doesn't know how long the shutdown will last. She's getting her information from the news, just like everyone else. In the meantime, she says people should check out California's state parks. And if you're thinking about going to a national park anyway, Picavet says just don't try it. For the foreseeable future, closed means closed. In San Francisco, I'm Casey Miner for KALW News.